Hello, hello. This is CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Word on the Street right after Nardwuar the Human Serviette show. And today we got a couple special guests, a couple locals from where I'm from. Say hello.
What's up? What's up? It's Lil Bean.
Connor, you want to say hi too?
Yeah, hello. See, buddy.
And to start off the show, we're just going to play a new track from Lil Bean. Do you want to announce that?
Yeah, it's my new song, Fake Love. Let's see what's up.
All right, here we go.
On my homie, now I counted no friends too many. They used to not fail me, but now in my city, they really fucking with me. I've been repping Westside, wanna be me, boy, just try. I've been steady on the rise, you just living out a lie. Yeah, they wanna see me fail, fuck that shit, I'm gon' prevail. Not too many people real, only care about the sales. They washing my back, working hard for these racks. I'm a boss up in style. I try my cameras, they watching me. This shit the prophecy. Fuck on my face if you hate, just don't talk to me. Talk to me nice, but I won't take your advice. Cause I'm living on my life how I want, ain't no stopping me. Cause I've been on and my money getting low. Wanna feature for this song, better know this shit not for free. I've been turning to the dashboard, living life I wanna fast forward. I've been giving what I asked for, wonder how long you gon' last for. Just miss, I'm gone beyond that freshman list. You might as well just not exist. I take a minute, count my cake. All these other rappers lame. Tell them stay inside their lanes. I won't even know their names. And I'm winning so they hate. I cannot hear what they say. Give a fuck about the fame. I'm just a young boy getting paid. But my money count it all. Lil shawty wanna fuck. Then she bout to fall in love. Says she need me like a dog. 17, I'm out of talk. I'm a fun at 604. Hit my shit, they want some more. Stay consistent, that's for sure, yeah. Off the yachty, won't crash in the whip through the dash outs on my homie night. Counting young friends too many, they used to not fail me, but now in my city, they really fucking with me, yeah. I've been repping Westside, wanna be me, boy, just try. I've been steady on the rise, you just living out a lie. Yeah, they wanna see me fail, fuck that shit, I'm gon' prevail. Not too many people real, only care about themselves.
Yeah, I feel so pleased, so I pay no fee. People wanna cuff me, but I'm gonna be so like a D. If you want, you can think something is a bad beach, but I don't give a shit, cause I'm neat and you little hip hop on the laptop.
And we're back. This is CITR 101.9 FM on the unceded territory of the Musqueam people in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, UBC campus. And today we got an interview with Lil Bean. We got C-Buddy in the house too.
Hello.
Megan is here as well.
Awkward voice, awkward voice.
Yeah. Awkward. All right. So first of all, who are you?
My name's Lil Bean. I'm a local rapper. I'm trying to make it. Just got my recent song on Apple Music and Spotify. We just played it, Fake Love. Check it out. Yeah, just trying to make it.
And I was wondering, how did you get your name in the first place?
I was literally in my room bored, just like, I used to be a competitive swimmer, right? So I was just in my room, just quit swimming, didn't know what I was doing. I was like, yo, I'm gonna make a song, and then I just was about to post it, right? It was like a horrible song, but I needed a name, and I was like, literally thought of it in like 5 seconds. It was like, oh, I'm Lil Bean.
And what was that first song?
That first song was actually called Like This. A lot of people know that song.
I do know that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still available to listen?
Not available anymore.
No, it's gone. It's gone.
And dark web.
Lost files, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's pretty crazy how, you know, less than a year ago, we were just downtown in Vancouver, or I was just in my room, and I was listening to Fruity or something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's like, less than 100 plays on it. Now you're getting these songs with 10, 20K. You've hit
150K,
yeah,
right?
150K. Yeah.
Yeah. Low key.
Oh, really?
Not being cocky.
All right. Yeah, but it's all good. I mean, it's just crazy how you went from, you know, somebody randomly clicked on your song, and now you have a pretty decent following.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, of course. And, I mean, we're from the same place, but for those who are listening and don't know where we're from, where are you from?
I'm from Richmond.
Anything you want to say about Richmond or Steveston? Any shout-outs from there?
Shout out my boy, Lucas Messiano.
Lucas Messiano, for sure.
Hit up Lucas Luciano on IG.
Quickly shout out Rain, because, you know, it rains a lot, so.
Shout out to the rain.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about a person.
No, just like, Rain.
What a name.
Yeah.
And when did you start making music in the first place? Was that your introduction when you had that first song come out, or was it before that? Any background?
I've been musical my whole life. Like, I started playing piano when I was 4.
Okay.
Started learning guitar when I was 7, so, like, I've just been really musical, but then, yeah.
Yeah.
I just didn't really get into it, like, seriously till later.
Do you think there is anything that sparked that, where one day were you just like, I'm gonna fool around with this?
Yeah, it was kind of, like, fooling around with it, and then seeing, like, stuff actually go places and see, like, people really like my music and, like, notice, like, oh, like, because at a certain point, it was, like, I'm making bad music, like, I could tell,
mm-hmm.
but then it started getting good, and, like,
yeah.
I got a lot of good feedback, so I was, like, okay, like, I'm gonna see what I can do with this. I really like it. I really enjoy it, so.
For sure. For yeah. sure. I was gonna actually make a request.
Yeah.
Now that your production has stepped up.
Yeah.
Recreating Fruity, maybe in a different version, but I remember when I first listened to that, that was the first time one of your songs got stuck in my head, that hook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you ever consider, like, I know other people wouldn't mind either, because that was the first time, you know? Anyway, another question I was going to ask you. How would you categorize yourself in rap today? With that being said, there's a lot of different styles or sounds. Is there one you're aiming to develop?
I just want, like, a really, like, really good production, really smooth sound, nice layered vocals, like, not too heavy in the auto-tune and shit, like, mm-hmm. sorry, can I cuss?
Yeah, you can. Sorry. It's okay.
Okay, my bad.
Explicit warning. It's
hydrated.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we usually just say before the show, if we know, then we'll say, oh, hide your kids, whatever.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not a big deal, but I mean, try to avoid it.
Yeah, just hide your kids.
Yeah, don't worry too much.
You know, hide your kids, hide your wife.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was that question again?
Is there a certain sound you want to develop into?
Yeah, I just want to have, like, a really distinct sound, and I think with where my music's going, you can kind of hear that already. So just, like, if you listen to stuff in the future, you'll see it progress.
Because
I have a lot of unreleased stuff that is, like, it's at a way higher level than the stuff I'm putting out right now, so, like, that's coming out soon.
Yeah, I was gonna say your sound is very, you know, 2018, 2017, I would say R&B or rap. I think, for me, like, the closest comparison would be someone like Nav.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you have a similar sound. And I like Nav.
Yeah.
Just, it's a compliment. That. But I'm curious to see when you do put a mixtape or an album or whatever it's gonna be, how your sound is going to develop. So you definitely think that you want to outgrow just being sounding similar, and you want to have your own unique voice.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I want every song to just sound like I don't want you to hear a song and immediately know it's me because all my stuff sounds the same.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know it's me because I have a signature sound, you know?
Yeah.
Because like,
yeah.
There's certain artists out there right now where you listen to them and it's just like every song sounds the same.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, they don't have that signature sound.
Drop me. Yeah.
I'm not trying to drop
you right
now.
No. Not gonna try. So speaking of, you know, coming from Fruity to Fake Love, you're on Spotify, you're on Apple Music now, from going just to SoundCloud in the start. How do you feel about coming this far? What's going through your head right now?
Honestly, it's like, this might sound kind of cocky, but like, I'm not really surprised to be here because it's like you work so hard every single day.
Yeah.
Like, at one point, all my friends would be going out every day. I'm in my room for 6 to 8 hours a day just, like, working on music, you know? So it's, like, at this point, it's just I'm kind of seeing it pay off. And now I'm just, like, excited to see what's next, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, I know I put in the work, and I know it's, like, big things are coming my way. So now it's just a matter of when.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And but it is cool to see, like, progression, like, mm-hmm. obviously.
Definitely. Definitely. And with how far you've come, are there any goals that you have in mind? You say you're not surprised. So what's something that's a bit, you know, the next step or something that's a bit out of reach, but you want to get to that? You think you can get there?
YouTube video with 1 mil.
YouTube
video
with 1 mil.
Solo video, nobody else, just me and it. No other artist.
Just you.
Just a Lil Bean video with 1 mil on YouTube.
Any video coming soon?
Do you have a vision?
I got lots of visions, you know?
For the
I got too many visions at the time. I mean, at the moment, like, just too many things. I don't know what I really want to do right now. But, like, videos are definitely coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
that's like the key to like getting to that next level, getting that image out there, right?
Yeah, for sure. Go ahead. Go ahead,
Megan. What kind of image, like, when people hear your name, like, describe, like, your vibe, aesthetic image kind of thing? Like,
I don't even know. Like, just, like, that chill kid.
That chill kid.
That chill kid, purple. Yeah.
Like,
purple. Yeah, purple colors,
what are some,
you
like,
know?
Influences? Like, can you name other
influences? I really listen to Lil Skies quite a bit. I listen to Young Pinch. Who else is there?
Like, not only, like, musically, but, like... Mm-hmm. The whole other people, like, visual aspect, like,
yeah.
Oh, visually, Cole, like, Bennett. Cole Bennett's crazy.
Cole Bennett, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good one. Yeah.
If I could get a video with Cole Bennett, that would be like,
that'd be nuts.
Yeah.
Nairo interviewed him.
Yeah.
At South by Southwest about a month ago. Mm-hmm. Aside from people who are in the industry, is there anyone else you want to thank or just say, oh, this person really inspired me? It could be a friend, it could be family.
Shout out my mom and dad, honestly.
Yeah?
Yeah. My mom and dad really support my music stuff, so it's like, yeah, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that. That's always good when, you know,
the
artist has a good connection with their family, especially their parents. That's important. Speaking of things coming up, anything else in the near future, like a show, mixtape, album, songs?
I'm going to have stuff steady coming out on Spotify, Apple Music, and SoundCloud for, like, the next couple months, like, at least one single a month.
Mm-hmm.
So... look out for that. And I also got, I have a boat cruise tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm performing in front of, I'm performing in front of 300 people. So that's
Oh, you are performing?
Yeah. I'm performing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Wow. I know that last week, after Barlow's party, shout out to Barlow.
Shout out Barlow. Shout out Barlow for having the trap house all weekend, yo.
We were walking home together, and then I asked you about the mixtape or an album, but you said you want to keep putting out singles first.
Yeah.
Do you think, or when do you think is the appropriate time for something like that, a larger collection of songs?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have another 3 or 4 singles come out,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to have some features from bigger artists.
Yeah.
Low-key, maybe Six Dogs, maybe okay. Young Pinch, maybe Lil Skies, who knows?
Try reach out.
Who knows?
Try get something.
But yeah, I'm going to get them on my singles and then drop a tape on Apple Music, Spotify, everything.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. Connor, anything you want to say with seeing how far Richard's come?
Shut up.
Or anything about your own?
Yeah, well, I like about his progression. Yeah, definitely. Because, yeah, this one's about being today. So, yeah, I just how I met him was literally through music. I did music really badly about a year ago. And I was just like, oh, I'm like not doing very well. And then I'm like, you know what? I need somebody who I can make music with. And mm-hmm. I heard Bean's song like this, you know, the first one he had on his SoundCloud.
It was
it had potential though. And I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna work with this guy. And he's really helped me through a lot of like things in my life and the process of making music as well. And I think, honestly, like, he is a genius when it comes to, like, listening to sounds and, mm-hmm. like,
that's
stuff
beautiful.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's very nice of
also,
you.
Also, one thing, I have a song coming out on Apple Music, Spotify, all that. It's called Bands, B-A-N-Z, Lil Bean in it, coming out next week. So
yeah, feel free if you have anyone else to shout out, if you want to say anything else.
Definitely. Shout out the CMs.
Of course.
You know, all the boys, Ish, Rail, Stiffy, Deed, Ev, Luch, all the boys, and shout out my mom and dad, and yeah, shout out Bean, you know?
Hey.
Yeah. And you guys as a duo, what would you say your relationship exactly is? Are you his producer exclusively? Are you featured? I mean,
it's literally just best friends. Like that's literally all it is.
Best friends who make music together. And
sometimes,
like sometimes, yeah. It's not all the time. It's not like we're like a duo thing.
Yeah.
Like we're both solo artists, but like we really like try and push each other's stuff, and like even like we'll mess around sometimes too. Like yesterday, we just made completely.
Yeah, don't even talk about yesterday.
No, it's not coming out though. Yeah, that's for sure.
Fair enough. Anything else you want to add right now before we play a couple more of your songs? I know you got to go to your boat cruise anyway.
Yeah.
We'll have you back on for sure when more stuff comes out. We'll have other questions, but anything else you want to say right now in the moment?
Just my name's Lil Bean. Follow me on SoundCloud. Follow me on IG, Lil Bean Shoddy. Yeah, that's about it.
That's about it.
And your favorite bean?
Kidney beans. I switched it up on you earlier. I thought I said ketchup beans.
Yeah, wow. Ketchup beans? I don't even think that's a...
Probably not.
Okay.
No.
Anyway.
All right, well, I think we're out of questions for now. Right. And you only got a few minutes anyway, so how about I play For My Money?
Yeah, get that on there.
Get it on the air.
It's my song For My Money, yo.
So this has been Lil Bean and C-Buddy. This is Isaac. We'll hear from us again soon. And here's Lil Bean's song, For My Money.
Let's get it.
T.O. on them keys, bitch.
So sad, now she's so sad. Count it up. She gon' bust down. Count it up, count it up, count it up now. She feeling crushed, feeling crushed, feeling crushed now. She gon' bust, she gon' bust, she gon' bust down. But I don't give a fuck, that bitch, she's all my money. That girl not my honey, she been acting hella funny. She just want my money. That girl not my honey. She been acting hella funny. I can't wife no bitch if she do want me for my money. Ay, want me for my money. Want me for my money. I can't wife no bitch if she do want me for my money. Now she hit my line like about 100 times. She was a dime like she just like my rhyme. That bitch acting crazy. Used to call her baby. Don't care what she say. She'll always do the same thing. Yeah, yeah, I know she'll do the same thing. Oh, oh, I've been in love with that girl now. Yeah, no, I cannot fuck with that girl. I cannot fuck with that girl now. Nah, no, I would not fuck with that girl. Yeah, she treat me so bad. Now she's so sad. Swear she never wrote back, but she was all that. Now she tryna go back, tryna go back. She just want my money, ay, she just want my money. Count it up, count it up, count it up now. She feeling crushed, feeling crushed, feeling crushed now. She gon' bust, she gon' bust, she gon' bust down. She just want my money, she just want my money. She just want my money.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Change, am I gonna feel this way forever? Are you gonna be around for me to count on?
Hello, hello. Just a warning, hide the kids here. This has some swears in it. This is 23 by Reggie Snow. See you in a second.
Watch me drown. Act up when I come around. Flex up when we're making out. Tell me how I just run you down.
Those lips that I kissed today, made up it in a foreign way. Stretch marks in my favorite place. I hate love, but in a crazy way.
Boy, you ain't gonna lay me down. Creased up in a paper crown. Pieced up at your parents' house. All day, all day.
Why you gotta say mean things about me? 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 On your skinny jeans, your tattoos are wet on my sleeve, your password ends in 23, not safe, no way. You play dead like emergency, your pants off and your jewelry. We make up so when the choir sings, I miss us, miss we.
Speaker blown on the driver's side, say your tape gonna fly you high, but all I hear is some overdrive, all day, all day.
Why you gotta say mean things about me? 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 So why can't you lay down your arms for me? Why you gotta say mean things about 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 me?
To be
when I saw what you did, who you were with, got me questioning the things that I believe. So I asked myself, do I let you go or do I keep you in the frame of my mind? Now I'm growing wise to your sugar-coated lies. Nothing sweet about my misery. I finally found what went wrong. I finally found the wrong in you. I finally found what went wrong. I finally found the wrong in you. Don't want to feel you. Don't want you on my mind. Don't want to feel you. Don't want you on my mind. Don't want to feel you. Don't want you on my mind. You again. Why'd you call? I don't need to hear you crying out my name. And like before, when you and I lay eye to eye, now it's time for you to taste the bitter end. So I ask myself, do I let you go or do I keep you in the frame of my mind? Now I'm growing wise to your sugar-coated lies. Nothing sweet about my misery. I finally found what went wrong. Yeah. I finally found the wrong in you. I finally found what went wrong. I finally found the wrong in you. Don't want to feel you. Don't want you on my mind. Don't want to feel you. Don't want you on my mind. Don't want to feel you. Don't want you on my mind. We'll be right back.
Hello, we are back. This is Isaac. This is CITR 101.9 FM, and you're listening to Word on the Street. Lil Bean and C-Buddy have now left the studio. It's just Megan and I.
Hello.
Some OG Word on the Street members here. And we're going to try to talk about a couple of new albums that have come out, some other things about some artists that are active recently. So to start off, Testing. What do you think, A$AP Rocky?
Well, I'm like obsessed with A$AP Rocky, so I'm a fan of it, I'd say. But I think it's one of those albums that it has to grow on you.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Are you obsessed with? I'm gonna ask you. Are you obsessed with his music or him because he's attractive or?
He's like so handsome, but no, like, his music. Wow, I said
It's okay.
No.
You like his old albums?
Yeah.
Do you
like all of his? I like his stuff with like Schoolboy Q. Mm-hmm. He did something with Skrillex, which I find so interesting. Like,
yeah.
And Rod Stewart, like,
yeah. Fantastic.
He wanted to make a song with Morrissey as well. I don't know. I feel like he explores everything really well, and the way he thinks is really profound and just so well-rounded. Did you not agree with me? A$AP Rocky is.
No, I like him. I like him a lot. I like both of his albums before this one, but I agree with you. We need to listen more, I think, before we cast judgment anyway. Yeah. It just came out last night.
And he has, like, a lot of features on it, which is...
The features are, I think...
Which one got you most excited, like,
Frank.
To see? Frank.
Yeah, two Frank features. I mean, there's that one song that's Frank, Lauryn Hill, and Snoop, but it's kind of fake because most of the song is A$AP. Frank has a little... couple lines and then he has the outro, but Snoop literally has two lines, I think. And then the Lauryn Hill thing is taken from something she said. It wasn't actually her singing a new thing. So, but Purity with Frank Ocean, I like that one a lot. And then the rest, I think I need to listen again, but so far after about one full listen and then listening to a few tracks here and there, I think it definitely lacks cohesion.
Yeah, no, it's really varied, like, everything. Like, Kids Turned Out Fine is, like, so... I think that one's so different compared to what you expect.
Yeah.
Like, A$AP.
I mean, I think... I don't really know how I feel about songs individually yet, but I don't think it's horrible. It's just he's set a standard for himself, and he's not making that cut. And...
What did you think of, like, Cozy Tapes Volume 2? Because I feel like...
I liked the first volume better. No, except I love rap. I love rap so much.
See, he's so, like, versatile, because that is so different. Like, the Cozy Tapes and then his, like, albums alone are so different. And also, Handsome, you said, dude. he's a beautiful man.
Well, I think comparing to something else that came out last night, I think that Pusha T's new album is super cohesive, and it all makes sense together. And even though it's really short, it's only 21 minutes, it's 7 tracks.
Yeah, and
I think it's
blessed by Kanye.
Yeah, the production is there, the themes are there. I mean, honestly, this is pretty ambitious, but I think it's my favorite album after one listen since I heard Veteran by JPEG Mafia coming out of this year. So that's what I think. I don't know if you heard it at all yet.
I heard it, like, I listened to, like, in the background, so I...
That's not okay. Real.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm going to give it a chance, but... Arctic Monkeys album, which I've given, like, quite a few chances. I'm just, like, I'm really trying to, like, love it because they're coming. And, yeah, I was like, oh. I'll
anything you like at all? Or like, you don't like it at all?
It's not I don't like it. I'm just like, oh, this is nice, but that's, like, it. Like, it doesn't, it's okay. Like.
Yeah.
Honestly,
the only track that really stuck with me was 4 out of 5. I think because it had a chorus. And then most of the tracks don't have a chorus, and you don't have to have a chorus. Lots of times in rap, you don't have a chorus. But to execute a song without a chorus that's outside of rap is more difficult, I think. A band like Pink Floyd does that a lot, or Radiohead, but they aren't used to doing that as much. So I think that's why it's really off-putting for a lot of fans. And we've waited so long. You know,
it's all the build-up and the...
Yeah.
Like, if they drop projects, like... quite a few per year, then people would be like, oh, understandable, but it's just the wait.
And yeah, I mean, it's been 5 years.
Also, everyone that I've spoken to has the same opinion. I feel that just makes me agree more, which is kind of bad because it's like sheep mentality, like everyone's complaining, so I'm like, yeah. It's
no, I mean...
I don't know, like, I formed it by myself, but then it's still, like, comforting to know Yeah. I don't know. That sometimes happens. Like, if someone tells you an album's really bad before you listen to it, or really good. Like, have you ever been disappointed?
I mean, honestly,
when someone's like, listen to Thingy, it's fire, and then you're like, wow, this sucks.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, everybody has a different taste. Everybody has a different standard and what they like and what they don't. And also, I feel like a great example of what you just said is when I watch a Fantano review before or after, and then I have the opposite opinion. I mean, Nav just came out with his debut album. I don't think, and we talked about Nav with Lil Bean earlier.
Yeah.
I don't think Nav is incredible or amazing, but I do like some of his songs, even though he's pretty monotonous. I listened to the whole thing through, and I could listen to this in the car, or I could listen to this at a party.
Yeah, music definitely appropriate for different, like.
Yeah, but Fantano gave it a not good, and he was wearing the red flannel, and I knew he wasn't gonna like it, but I wasn't expecting that. That's really bad from him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Other albums, we have some from locals, you know, Andrew's album, Andrew Mulat. You said you liked it. What do you think of that?
I liked it. Once again, I listened to it properly, and then I played it in the background as well, and I liked it both times.
So it works in both situations.
Yeah, exactly.
Any tracks stand out to you?
I like 3-3-3.
3-3-3? Yeah, shout out to the venue, 3-3-3.
Okay, I was like, I have no idea what it means, but I like it.
Oh, you haven't been there?
No.
Oh, we should go there.
I'm new to anything,
so. Too bad you're leaving soon. what else have you been listening to lately? It doesn't have to be an album, you know, just anything that's come across recently.
Wait, Gangsta Pat? Do you like Gangsta Pat?
I don't know who that is.
Oh.
Who's Gangsta
Pat? He's like old. I don't know, because I knew this like one song from really long ago, and then I rediscovered it, and it now I'm like, ooh, Gangsta Pat. It's called I Wanna Smoke by Gangsta. I don't know. Listen to it, it's good.
All right.
And it looks
okay.
So, I don't know. I feel like it could have just come out and still be good.
Mm-hmm.
But
what do you think about the new Playboi Carti album?
Once again, like, I like it, but it's not like something I'd like, oh, I'm just going home to relax, play some Playboi Carti. Like, it's like, it's fun with friends listening to it. It's definitely, yeah. I like him.
Yeah,
the
me too.
Skepta,
I mean,
favorite.
I feel like I need to listen to it more. It's kind of like the Rocky album. Which is kind of ironic because they're so associated with each other.
Yeah.
I need more listens. It's not just like, oh, I'm listening once or twice, and then I hear what I want to hear, or things are sticking out to me. I need to listen multiple times. But I feel like his mixtape from before, his self-titled mixtape, was a lot better because there was definitely tracks that stood out to me as hits.
No, I agree, yeah.
Like Magnolia, Woke Up Like This.
Also, I feel like if an album has less songs, it gets more attention somehow, because even if you're like, wow, I'm giving you more content, this is great, it kind of, you get like lost in it, because this one has like more tracks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I understand what you mean, because I mean, if it's shorter, then people are likely to listen to the whole album.
Yeah.
But if it's, even though there's a lot of albums like this, Culture 2, where it's almost a playlist, it's not, the art of being an album is kind of lost.
The song's kind of, yeah, it gets lost.
And it's sad, because I just think you should make your album how you want it to be, and then it should be treated as something that's all together. It
like
shouldn't,
cohesive. So you don't agree with... Not you don't agree, sorry. I mean, like, so you feel like albums should be more cohesive, but
yeah, because
ASAP.
Because I think if you're putting songs together on an album...
Yeah, there's a reason
why
they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Together, I guess.
You know, you wouldn't throw a bunch of like ASAP songs from one of his other albums under this one. I mean, it's not cohesive anyway.
Yeah, would
but
it? Yeah.
You know what I mean? It should have some themes that are reoccurring. It should sound like it's supposed to go together. At least for the most part. I also want to give a shout out to Dissect, this podcast I listened to. I was on the season 2 finale. Fun fact.
I have no idea what that
is. It's actually getting pretty big, but his name is Cole. He's doing season 3 on Frank Ocean. He's starting with Channel Orange. And then he's doing All the Blonde. He did To Pimp a Butterfly and My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
That's like one of my favorite.
Yeah, it's a great album. But I was on the season 2 finale for Kanye, and I like said stuff about Kanye. It was a while ago. But Cole's super nice guy. amazing analysis, puts hundreds of hours into these seasons, hundreds and hundreds of hours. Pretty inspirational story, because he went from having a full-time job, he has a family too, probably young 30s, and he would record, dissect at 4 or 5 a.m. until he had to go to work. Wow. And then he'd go to work, come home, you know, spend time with the family, same thing, cycle, all over again, so many times. And now he's been able to quit his full-time job because he has this as his full-time job. So when he told that to his audience during season two, that was a big moment for me. Oh, wow, like, somebody actually made it who, you know, is in the industry like us, because we are. But we're not, you know, we're not trying to make it as artists, but they're doing something else with the media, and he made something of his own, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like music, it's either, actually, no, you can kind of be in the middle. I was like, you're either, like, all into it and obsessed, and, but yeah, people go crazy, and then when it actually, like Lil Bean was saying, when people go out, he's like, working on.
Definitely. I like the song a lot. So I'm going to turn it up. We'll play a couple ads and we'll be back. This is We're on the Street. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people's holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blimp read, the world is mine. Imagine that. I free all my sons. I love them, baby. Black diamonds and pearls. Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine. If I rule the world. Still living for today, in these last days of time. Your way to be paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range. Cash, lost tribe of Shabazz. Free at last, brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do. Trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living. Type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies, history's told foul. But I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoners set free, stress free, no work release, purple M3s and jet skis, feel the wind breeze in West Indies, I think Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities and reverse fiends, the willies, it sound foul, but every girl I meet will go downtown, I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa, if I rule the world, imagine that.
Story, how the thugs live in worry. Duck down in car seats, heat's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for papes. These are the breaks, many mistakes go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate. We carry weight, trying to get laced. Flip the A stack to safe. Millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cocked hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips. Be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousy. A B felony, strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons.
I love them, baby.
Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days and times.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons.
If I'm not, baby.
On June 15th, experience a movie that redefines the meaning of fly.
Everybody wants to be us.
Support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
That was Growing Pains by Honda Carter, friend of the show, Andrew Mulat's friend. His album just came out this past week, Ultra AVX. You should check it out. And this is Sun Juice Lava, Too Young. And she's also on Andrew's album. Check it out.
Fuck a mother dad, fuck a bomb, my cock, suck a kid, the bull, a stalker, kill my best poker. Look at my pet, that is a cat, also so bad ass, because of a dickhead. My belly, damn, made by doing money, hate, fill my bag, buy cash that I met by my rap scale. If the pop's like a gangsta, he'll be eating off, shot on the pop chart and the lobster. Every day we glass wine, then my dream and I'm a fresh beat. I'm only the 7 Asian chick, so go on for a step, don't watch his star, say he pop is like a little puzzle in that track. I'm on my way, just go away. Get me straight with my song play. That bitch in my kit, butcher chick, 2 week bitch. Hit that bitch and beat him with my beat, holy shit. I got this way forever, nobody can go to. Get to don't bother me, my hater. What I could use, I go here, I be hero of the red Piero, here you go.
And just laugh out.
Yeah, this is spring. We just gotta wake up from winter. Dreams gonna feel tight every morning and smell of cutie bumblebees. We want the gloomy holes. They pressed us like a button, but not anymore. Cause we got the dough on the bottoms. I'm bored of Nazi shit. Tend blonde Barbie shit. Cross fake poppy shit. I put them garbage. And titties spotted looking, old aunties, even pornies don't want it, so got plastic.
Damn, son, you hello, fucked in high school mellow. Why you so cool, bello? Shit, I need some jello. Damn, son, you hello, fucked in high school mellow. Why you so cool, bello? Shit, I need some jello. Damn, son, you hello, fucked in high school mellow. Why you so cool, bello? Shit, I need some jello. Damn, son, you hello, fucked in high school mellow. Why you so cool, bello? Shit, I need some
damn, that son, just I'm gonna introduce myself, aka Candice. Everything also I produce. I'm a fucking genius. Why you so serious? That bitch is so hilarious. Yeah, I'm a fucking
what?
I'm not a hoe, but they did want me to dome. I said, back up, little chode. I'll chop your shit, my soul. Look at cherry blossom, yeah, they're pretty awesome. The trio got threesome, not that great, that's possum.
Damn, son, you hello, fucked in high school mellow. Why you so cool, bello? Shit, I need some jello. Damn, son, you hello, fucked in high school mellow. Why you so cool, bello? Shit, I need some jello. Damn, son, you hello, fucked in high school mellow. Why you so cool, bello? Shit, I need some jello. Damn, son, you hello, fucked in high school mellow. Why you so cool, bello?
Hello, hello. This is Isaac, your host of Word on the Street. And to wrap up the show, we're just going to play one more Lil Bean song. We interviewed him today. This is Shoulda Never Loved Her. And we'll be back again next week, 5 p.m. again, right after Nardwar, the Human Serviettes show. See you then.
She gon' tell me that she love me. She never love me. She just wanna follow me. I ain't let her touch me. Used to be so stupid. Love it just like Cupid. She ain't tell the truth. And everything was ruined, was ruined. When I saw her cheating, that was when she broke my heart. Like, chop it up in pieces. Then she left me with these scars. Like, thought she was a woman, but she just made me fall apart. Shouldn't ever loved her, but I gave that girl my heart. Like, oh,
Lil Bean still loving, never love that girl. Yeah, should never love that girl. Yeah, should never fall that girl. Yeah, should never fall her. Yeah, still loving, almost burning, cause I have it. Heard you running off, you went back and way back. Yeah, just from one day to another.
Another night, I guess she gone. Yeah, she really gone. Left me by my lawn. Never hit my phone. Hit my phone. Got me saying no. Knew I should've known. Someone told me don't. Now I'm tryna call. Tryna call her. I got a problem in my head. My ex, but she want me dead. I'm tryna make it past the night now. Balenciaga on her dress. She love the money, not the rest. Don't wanna make it past the night now. Just take me. Don't bring me. I got some problems I can't fight, no. Made me feel safety and everything. Hey, okay, she don't tell me that she love me. She never love me. She just wanna follow me. I ain't let her touch me. Used to be so stupid. Loved it just like Cupid. She ain't tell the truth and everything was broken. Was broken. When I saw her cheating, that was when she broke my heart.
Keeps on calling around. In case you are a ghost, you know it keeps on calling.